Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 30, 1804, day 76 of the expedition. Camped 3.5 miles upstream, below a bluff and high prairie. The captains were determined to remain close by and wait for the arrival of the Indians they had invited to visit with them. While waiting, they encountered a most unusual animal. Clark writes,
"Set out early and proceeded on 3.5 miles to a prairie which is 70 feet above another open prairie. We raised a flagpole and determined to wait for the Oto Indians. The white horse we found earlier died last night. I walked with Captain Lewis in the prairie on the top of the bluff and observed the most beautiful prospects imaginable. Under those high lands next to the river, the plains may be seen for a great distance. Between these highland, which appear to be 4 to 20 miles apart, each bend of the river forms a point which contains timber and other vegetation. Joseph Fields killed a braro, or as the Pawnee call it, chokartouche. This animal burrows in the ground and feeds on bugs and flesh, principally the little dogs of the prairie. His size and shape is like that of a beaver. His head and mouth is like that of a dog with its ears cut off. His tail and hair like that of a groundhog, something longer and lighter. His internals like that of a hog, his skin thick and loose. White hair under its belly, of a species of the bear. And it has a white streak from its nose to its shoulders. The toenails of its forefeet, which is 1 inch and 3/4 long, and those of its hind feet, which is much smaller, is 3/4 inches long. Short legs, which raise him up just above the ground when running. We have this animal skinned and stuffed. Sergeant Floyd, very unwell, a very bad cold. Captain William Clark, July 30, 1804.
The animal described today was the badger, and probably the first zoological specimen preserved on the expedition. Lewis skinned and stuffed the animal and sent it to President Jefferson in early 1806. Monday, the Indians not yet arrived.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Music, courtesy of Columbia Legacy Records. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published at the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.